From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA left its production estimates for this year's corn and soybean crops unchanged from February forecast, while raising its projection for U.S. corn ethanol output and slashing its outlook for Argentina's soybean harvest. The corn crop will come in at just over 14.6 billion bushels. That's unchanged from a month ago estimate and down from the record 15.148 billion bushels harvested last year. According to AgriPulse, estimated ethanol use was raised 50 million bushels, or 38% of the total crop. Dow DuPont chairman Andrew Liveris will step down, ending a career that saw him rise through the ranks of Dow Chemical to CEO and orchestrate the world's largest chemical industry merger with DuPont. The 63-year-old will relinquish his title on April 1st, but remain on the board through July 1st. With Dow DuPont splitting into three separate businesses, current COO Jim Fitterling will assume the CEO seat of the new materials company. Another high-profile athlete has tested positive for a banned PED before blaming his positive test on contaminated beef. This time, it's middleweight boxer and former 154-pound world champion Canelo Alvarez, who tested positive for the banned drug clenbuterol. Alvarez joins a list of other athletes who also tested positive for clenbuterol, most notably Tour de France champion Alberto Contador in 2010. In Contador's case, however, his explanation didn't fly. He was stripped of his Tour title and suspended for 2 years. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.